Proclamation number 8485 of 2nd of May, 1963. Doubts about end prophecies. One redemption period has expired and a new one begins. And whatever can still be done to save souls from the end, to spare them the path through the creations of the new earth, that will truly still be done, for all good forces in the spiritual kingdom and also on earth make it their business to help the souls to reach the goal before the end. But the fact that the end of this earth has come is irrevocable. After all, the day of the end has been fixed in my plan of salvation since eternity, and it will also be kept. But what such an end of a period of salvation means cannot be described to you in words, for it is a process which is incomprehensible to all of you humans. That everything you now still see around you ceases to exist. That an end has come for everything, be it living creations or other creations, and that therefore humanity will also fall to the lot which corresponds to the satanic state. All these references to the end find little credence because it is simply inconceivable to people and because they cannot look back on anything similar to consider it credible. Yet everything unwinds according to my eternal plan of salvation, for I foresaw from eternity the spiritual state people are in and that there is no other possibility left to promote the further development of everything spiritual. Everything has to progress upwards, and therefore new opportunities have to be created for the still-bound spiritual to mature. The act of transformation on earth is therefore an immense blessing for this spiritual substance, for it enters a new stage of its development when it is released from hardest matter and enters less hard deformations where it can mature more quickly than before. But the souls of people who failed in earthly life are severely affected, for they experience a complete dissolution again and are banished anew into hard matter in order to start the course of ascent development again in endless agony and bondage. And in order to save what can still be saved before the end, everything is truly being done, and a work of redemption is underway, both in the spiritual kingdom as well as on earth, which could have great success if the human being himself did not determine the success through his will. He cannot be forced to believe in an end of this earth, yet the mere belief in it would cause him to change, and then he could truly still mature so far in the short time that he would be saved from a new banishment. But people lack faith. And whether they're repeatedly reminded of the seriousness of the time, whether the purpose of existence is repeatedly explained to them. The time set for this period is coming to an end, and a completely new earth will arise after the destruction of the old earth, which again offers countless possibilities to the spiritual, which has not yet reached its goal. For I hold fast to my plan of salvation because my resolutions are unchangeable. And therefore you humans are not able to prevent me from doing so, you are not able to change my will when it concerns the very plan of salvation which I reveal to you humans because of the imminent end and let you see so that everything is understandable to you and you shall only ever learn to recognize my infinite love as the reason. And this love would truly be small if I wanted to comply with your wishes and requests and depart from the plan, which, however, is not possible in eternity, that I would reject and change decisions once taken. But I will hear all requests which you humans send in love for your fellow human beings for their salvation, and therefore the serious request goes out to you who believe and are not entirely without love. Remember all unbelievers and pray for them so that they may escape the dreadful fate of new banishment. Take care of those whom you know are unable to believe and pray for them, that they may be enlightened in spirit, that bright thoughts may come to them which they will take up and that they may change their mind. You should only give them a small impulse and wish that it will not remain unsuccessful, and your love for these wretched people will truly have an effect and bring about a change of heart in them. And this, too, is redemptive work which you can all do and which can still save souls from the end. For I am truly a merciful God, and I value every kind thought which applies to such souls and help so that I can still reap a rich harvest before the end comes. Amen.